well, you know, before I was afflicted. Now, I'm trying to bring out something. Those were those days. That's how I've known these people. I talked about the principle of communion. That's communion, all right? From the same cup, the same, you know, you've gotten to know people over time. You are united. They tell me once that a friend of mine was ill. That is, I'm on the phone all the time. Okay, how is he doing now? Asking, where is he from? We're not from the same state, naturally speaking. But we grew up in the same bosom of faith. So we've been connected. Okay, no, let him do this. At the end of the day, okay, what is the problem? Is it money? All right, you know, you get money. That is it. On the natural plane, they say, is he your brother? The answer is yes, if you're a spiritual man. Are you getting my point? That's the way God did it. We're in families. Not natural family. The natural family is there for a purpose. You don't throw that one away. No. Because God, I told you something. God knew, look, you will get to this level in life. He knew your faith will become strong. Do you understand my point? Yes, he knew. And that's why he's God. Today, now that you're faith, now you have the word of God. You now say, hey, you, come on, reach back. Let's begin to walk. For this course, I brought you through this particular pathway that you might be connected to the people therein. The only thing is that God suddenly puts that one secondary to the love to him. He says, except a man hates his father and mother, that is loveless in relation to me. To God becomes first, because you know it's God that brought me through here. So they are not as important as he is. But in obedience to his word, I reach out and begin to help those who I'm connected with. We're talking about prayer now, all right? Not natural help. So you see, how do you know those who you are connected with? It's very simple. Should I tell you how simple it is? It's very simple. Let me explain it. The other day, a big man died. I felt very bad. Oh, this man died. Oh, God, he died. I felt really, really terrible. Do you know I ate that night? I ate normal food. I was moaning and groaning. A friend of mine was telling me, do you know, the man died. Do you know what happened? And I'm biting fish and I'm angry and I'm eating. That's how you know people you are not connected to. Other talk, na talk. Is it normal? Is it what they call the Ekpa phenomenon? You know what I mean? Ekpa, Oluwa, that kind of phenomenon. You are going on the road. You see car accident. Yeah, my God. And you keep going. Occasionally, you know, most people will stop. They stop to look what really happened. Thank God for some people who stop to help. Those people you are not connected with. There are those you hear that they just get fever small. As they serve you food, that's it too. You can't chop again. You understand what I'm saying? The head is the people you are connected with. They have become part of your soul. What pains them, pains you. You have a spiritual nerve that's plugging between the two of you. So that when he hits his foot on a nail, do you understand my point? Then, you know, in your body, you are feeling it. It's not you that touched the nail, somebody else. That's how you know those we are connected to. That is why you just wake up sometimes, just remember, this is my cousin. How is he? When God wakes you up like that once in a while, somebody's name, face drops into your head, offer a prayer. That man might be in trouble. And God has looked to the left and to the right. Let me tell you something. Don't think God will just do something. God said, I sought for a man. I did not find. Therefore, I punished everybody. That is, if I had found, I would not have punished. Please get what I'm saying. It's very, very true. The reason why God redeems those who don't have their own personal spiritual wealth is because of who they know. The people who are crying out to God on their behalf. I found out that God... please understand this. Let me make that statement so that you won't misunderstand me. God knows who he knows. People are not the same level with God. And believe me, if you have faith in Christ Jesus, all right, you are an important person before God. Therefore, if somebody who... I give us a basic rule that God loves everybody. He wants to help everybody. But he doesn't just break rules and say, okay, don't worry, just help him. No. When he sees a sinner who is sinning and the wages of sin is death. Do you understand my point? But there's a free gift of righteousness and that man has not laid hold of that free gift. You know what he does? He starts looking for somebody who has that gift of righteousness and say, your friend, the sinner, is about to die. Offer a prayer and I will spare his life. Are you getting what I'm explaining? So you offer a prayer And because of the prayer he offered, God spares somebody else's life. You know, I told you something last time. See, my children, if righteousness will break my back, let it. But for their sake, I will serve God. God said, the descendants of David. Do you understand? A man will sin. Because you're in trouble, I'll kill all of you. Then he said, were it not for my servant David, those who sin equal amount of sin, who don't know David, they are ground to powder. This one, they will all beat them, flog them. And they go cry. God said, flog him. Don't break his head. Flog him. Do everything. But make sure he doesn't die. Ah, Lord, but his sins is worthy of death. You killed the Amalekites, you know? Said, the Amalekites' father's name is not David. Doesn't mean God will overlook sin. Do you understand my point? But, you see, that's bound to understand. Because God answers prayers based on the people that people know. It's a spiritual rule. Someone, a righteous man. Now, of course, you understand what I mean? It's not as if it's inelastic forever. You see a man continue sinning. A time will come, God will say, look, this sin can no longer be atoned for, even by the pleading of righteous men. So he looked at Jeremiah, even Moses and Samuel, they're not fit for this level. They're not fit. Forget. But until that point, it's your responsibility and mine to hold up those that we love. I hope you are getting my point. It's our job. We have taken our own tonic. We have taken our own boost of faith. We have been able to, out of spiritual prosperity, redeem ourselves from the hand of the devil. But God says that's one level. There's a level in which there are those who I deliberately connected to you, either by natural birth or by childhood experiences or through being nursed in the same bosom of faith. You have eaten from the same table. Or those days when you needed something, I made sure he was there to help you. Therefore, you have been connected with him. The only payback I want is simple. Now he's in trouble. He doesn't have faith. He can't redeem himself. He can't do anything for himself. You are the one that has the faith. And because he's your brother, he said, listen, a distant person can't redeem him. That's why I read this. You know why? Quickly, James chapter 5, the one I said we should open to. From verse 13, though where we are going is verse 16. He says, anyone among you suffering, let him pray. Is anyone cheerful, let him sing praises. Is anyone among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, so that you may be healed. He said the effective prayer, I like the King James there, he said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Now please, quick, let me read that one for you in the Amplified Bible. That's actually what I want to bring out. Amplified brings out very well. That verse 16. It said the earnest, just one line I want to bring out. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. Now, the word is the word earnest, what the Bible calls effective. What that word is qualified two ways, that it is heartfelt and persistent, continual. Now, the word there I want to bring out is the word heartfelt. That's why I told you that I can hear news and say, yeah, how can something like that happen? And as I'm talking, I'm still eating. It hasn't taken appetite from my mouth. The prayer is not heartfelt. I don't know whether you get what I'm going to explain. Remember the story I told about Brother Andrew? I read in his book, God Smuggler. He went to one of these Eastern European countries, there, another communist rule. And there, all the young men had disappeared from the country to the free Western world. And these old people, this couple, old man, old woman, they were there. He said, why have you not gone like everybody else? And they said, who will stay behind to pray? Do you understand the point? That's not just about going out for my own freedom. I'm in bondage, I know. I don't have as much as I should have. I can't enjoy life as much as I should enjoy life. but I am in a place where my prayer is effective. Communism was not broken because the communists got tired. Communism broke because people in there prayed. The prayer that broke communism, it was not prayed in America. I don't know whether you get my point. The prayer that broke communism was not the one offered in America. You can help your brethren. Brethren, join hands with us. Most of the Americans who are praying with you, they are driving Lincoln, Navigators, Lincoln Continentals. They say, oh, that's communist country. Don't mind them. God will punish the devil in that country, man. And they are feeling cool. Air-conditioned auditoriums. I'm telling you, feeling very, very happy. The prayer gets small effect. Small effect. Small effect. But the one with heavy effect, you will see one man trekking on the side of the mountains, cold Siberia there. He used to own the plot of land there. They've taken it from him. A door opened one day for him to leave this country and go somewhere else. He said, no, we will reclaim this land. Watch it. If that one stands there and just says, then that's, two communist heads of states will just die. They just die. Bam! That is, the man just walk just fall down. He said, what happened? One man just groaned, just looking at land. My whole church in America will be saying, we come against you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost. Everybody, face Moscow. Face Moscow. Holy Ghost. Fire. Holy Ghost. The devil is not feeling nothing. I know what I'm saying. No? Okay, the devil go feel and smoke. Mosquito. Just cry. That's all. It's because of what he said, the effectual heartfelt. Do you get my point? There are places that God, I said before, look, don't think that God brought you to the life to come and enjoy. You take only high-paying jobs. Listen, you may not like this gospel, but it's the truth. There are those who God, look, 15 and a half years, you will work in a, what American calls a shitty job. You know what I mean? Nothing for you. You know the reason? So that you can develop heartfelt problems. You get what I'm saying? Yes, heartfelt problem is why God sent you there. That the one you are through, one day you will, oh Lord, and five banks and their MDs, everybody, the board is dissolved. Please, I hope what I'm saying, I hope you are getting it clear. That's why God said it like that. We read from that Leviticus 25. You want redemption for a man, it has to be by relative. Somebody who is tied to him. Therefore, I've given you those who are your relatives this evening. They are your natural relatives. You know, Obama doesn't have a lot of those natural relatives in Kenya. So not because you have blood tying you. Obama doesn't know what's going on in Kenya, man. You know what I mean? His half-brothers are there. Mama doesn't concern him. So he's good natural relative, but more importantly, real relatives. Not the fact that you can trace your DNA, they cross somewhere in the seventh grandfather. That's not the point. The point is that the people that you are really connected to, the first group, believe me, are those who are your natural relatives. That's very, very important. Then secondly, friends that God brought into your life. I like the way Pastor Paul used to call those. He talked about networks. He called them what? Networks. The people that you are connected to, all right? There are those also, not just friends now, as brethren in the faith. A lot of churches we have these days. You go to a place like Lagos. Nobody knows anybody in church. You know what I'm saying? You come for a rapid turnover fast food service. 1 hour, 15 minutes service is over. Everybody go home as you came. Nobody knows whether you're a crook at home. Nobody gives a damn about you, who you are. All right? I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing. It's just a feature of city life. That's just the way it is. The Lord put there, they can't pray for them. They say, okay, hold the hands of your neighbor and pray for your neighbor. We all do these things. It's part of Christian religion practices. And they're not totally bad. In fact, at least they are better than doing nothing at all. Do you understand my point? But the effect, if you are measuring voltage, that kind of thing, it can just manage to kill a small devil of a mosquito, just shock the mosquito is dead. But fly, it won't kill. Rat, it won't kill. And some of these demons are lions. You're getting the principle. So those you grew up in faith, who God tied it together, that's part of the people I'm talking about. Let me summarize it. Those that you love and you are concerned about, that if something bad were to happen to them, it will touch you and touch you properly. You won't be able to sleep properly. Food will be brought to you and you will not have desire for it. When such things happen, it's not as if God is trying to mark register, say, are they connected, are they not connected? No. If you are connected, it registers in the realm of the spirit. When you are praying, you get my point? People send text, pray for me, Pastor Banky, I need favor. Text message. And one of your listeners, the word that you listen to, I better bless you, because this prayer, I won't pray. Like I said, it's good though. Yeah, the voltage is small. You get what I'm saying? The voltage is what? It's small. I don't have time today to start telling stories. Maybe next time, we'll continue this next time, all right? And we'll develop it. But I hope you've gotten the point I've made today. All right, next time I'll give some examples. Like I told you, well, maybe next time I'll go into that, talking about praying with authority. You know, because I told you there was a time, there's a lady told me about a man who was bewitched, went to a white garment church to go and investigate a case, and they bewitched him. And I remember then, he's talking about all the problems they were having. And I remember, I told her, please, can you get me the man's wife or the man's grown-up son or daughter? An adult that's connected to that man. And give me 5 minutes. The man will be free. And that she didn't take me serious. You know, okay? A prophet is not without honor. Unless when it comes to his bosom friends. You know that kind of thing. Hey, maybe. Or she thought that I was joking. It was my colleague. And I kept on saying, or you don't. Maybe she didn't love the people. You know them very well. I said, the story you have told me is a classic case of bewitching. It's classic. The man is a police officer with CID in Lagos. Went that Alagba, I think. And went to go and investigate a case. And they gave him something to eat. You know what I mean? There are different ways to give men things to eat. The most effective way to give a man something to eat as to catch him is called women. Do you understand my point? Uh-huh. That's the most effective. Food, not if you do him anything. Normal food, not if you do him anything. Money has small effect, but woman, that's the most potent. Go and ask Balaam. He knows how to use it. Anyway, they got that man. They got him. All his family's resources was carrying down to the church. Everything. Look, I don't care where, how nice the church looks. If they carry everything that belongs to you, they are suspects. As a cult. You get my point? And when she was describing it, I said, it was pinching my body like, this is a mosquito demon self, not even a powerful one. This one, I wasn't bragging on me. It's something. These are things we have done before. The only thing is that's the point. I couldn't pray there. I said I needed his wife or one of his grown-up children. And believe me, that man is broken in a minute. But I never got to meet any one of them. Why did I tell the story? Because we had experienced it before. An exact thing happened in one of my friend's homes. And he came to school and said, boys, see what is happening. I remember that day I was too sick to get up from the bed. And three of us, classmates, joined hands and prayed. We just gave God things for like 10 minutes. In 2-3 minutes, we broke the power of the devil holding that man in bondage. And the boy went home. Next time he called us a few days later, it was to come and celebrate. The father woke up one day and said, what's going on here? Drove all the white garment people out of their house. Like, what are people looking for here? But those were prayers we could not pray. Except a son in the home came and said, boys, this is the problem I'm having. Because redemption, you got to be connected. Are you getting my point? So this is what I'm making. You have a responsibility. In fact, I just keep on feel like saying that. They are friends. Just remember, your faith, believe me, your faith. You are rich. Did I hear an amen? Spiritually, you are rich. You have delivered yourself. All right? These prayers we prayed the last 3 weeks, that's the prayer for yourself. You don't need more than that. Just continue obeying God and praying those prayers for yourself. It's not a request. You are affirming what God has said concerning you. Listen, your friend, your brother, your cousin, the people I'm talking about, they could pray those prayers if they had the faith, but they don't have it. Therefore, out of the abundance of your wealth, you will redeem them. Are you getting what I'm saying? Out of the abundance of your own wealth, you will redeem them. Each time a man is in trouble, God looks, listen, listen to this. There are two sides to God. There is God the judge, and there is God who is love. God the judge has, no matter how much he loves you, if you sin, you will die. That's just the way it goes. Do you understand? So what he does, when he doesn't want you to die, he has to find what? Redemption. For the whole of mankind, that's why he gave his only begotten son. And let me tell you the truth, I don't have time to explain it. The reason why Jesus died, do you get my point? What Jesus gained, oh God, I hope you can understand this. What Jesus gained, not that Mel Gibson's, you know, portrayal of his beating and all of that, and his death, was so that, listen, so that he might have the weight. Now, hear what I'm saying. That he might have the weight to pray. That's why the Bible says that he ever lives to make intercession for everyone who will draw near to God by him. He's able to save to the uttermost. Do you get what I'm saying? So God, has just as loving as he is, he's also just. So if he wants to spare a sinner, he gets what? Redemption. So sometimes on this earth today, because you are the extension of God, of Christ on the earth, when it is a sinner that's about to die, is about to enter into trouble, death is roaming around the home, is roaming around the family. Nobody there can utter a word of prayer. They are too spiritually dead. God quickly is dispatching angels. Look around. Find somebody they are connected to who can offer a word of prayer that we might redeem these people. Those are the times you suddenly wake up and say, ah, that's my uncle. Long time. We have not heard from him in a long time. How is he doing? Time is frozen, waiting for you to say something. You say, Lord, I have not heard from this uncle in a long time. Father, in the name of Jesus, be with him, protect his family, bless him, forgive him, help him to know you. As you are talking like that, some wicked angels will arise. Like one man of God said, they will wrap it, go smoke it first. Say, who are the demons approaching this house? Said, those kind of wicked angels. According to one apostle, he said, the angels on cocaine. What he was trying to say is that those kind of angels that are very wicked, they will kill all the devils trying to enter that home. Why? In response to a prayer that the righteous man, a righteous woman, a child of God made. Are you getting my point? All right, I hope I've taught enough for today. We have a few more minutes. Let's just rise to our feet. First of all, what we are going to do is just to give thanks. Next time we'll pray some more. Like I said, it's a school of prayer. We're learning about prayer, and then we'll pray. First of all, let's just give the Lord thanks for the wealth that you have in Christ Jesus. Listen to me. You know, let me just share this one with you. I feel so good about sharing it. I learned it yesterday. I was driving to work when the Holy Spirit gave me illumination. You know the difference between the Christian and the Muslim when it comes to evangelism? The Muslim says, you either believe or I kill you. The Christian says, I'm not even asking you to believe. Just hear what God has done for me. I don't know whether I get the point. Then the Holy Spirit will stir you up to tell you. You will now shout, what must I do to be saved? Do you follow what I'm explaining? That is, the beauty, the thing that we have, is what Christ has done for us. As we will pray about witches all night, pray about the devil. Occasionally I remember and I thank God. That, Father, I thank you that all the witches in the world, if they were to carry their spirits into one flesh and attack me, the person can't still cross my gate. I know that, so I don't worry. The devil knows his boundaries, though. Are you getting what I'm saying? More importantly, I know he knows his boundaries. Because a lot of people don't know he knows his boundaries. Therefore, they are trying to show him, come here, move back. The devil, I'm warning you, go back. Some of us will just look and say, shit, that's the boundary. We don't even address the devil, just walk out, come out. That's the boundary. He knows he can't cross it. I know he can't cross it. Why am I worrying myself about whether he's going to cross it? I know he's not going to cross it. I know I am redeemed. I don't want to say, hey, what future for your children? The future for my children is well taken care of. The Bible said, I will not bring forth children for calamity. It's well taken care of. His seed shall be mighty on the earth. It's well taken care of. I told you, everything in life has material value. My faith is my greatest material possession. You get my point? You are valuing money. I'm a very rich man. I'm very rich. Show me your stocks. No, be that one. Show me the houses. No, be that one. Show me the gold. No, be that one. Show you your faith. Yes, I show you my faith. Put value on it. $7.5 trillion. Try that one. Try them. Are you getting what I'm going to explain? Believe me, that's one thing to thank God for. that you wake up in the morning and say, God, say I know you. In fact, God, I go take a high five, you know. Therefore, first of all, please, let's just worship God, all right? All right, let's just give the Lord thanks. For this that we have said that, look, the Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget any of his benefits. Just bless the Lord. Say, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, oh, because I know you. Because this is eternal life, that I know you. Thank you for the power of eternal life, that you have caused me to know you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Thank you. Just say, Lord, thank you. Because I am in Christ Jesus. And with Christ Jesus, I am in you. I am seated in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers, with Christ Jesus. I'm far above the devil. I'm above demons. I'm above every agent of darkness. I am above only, and I am not beneath. Lord, I thank you. Because you have counted me worthy to be counted in Christ Jesus. Because you have poured your grace into my life. Because you have washed away my sins. Lord, I thank you. Because my past is not holding back my future. Because you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And today you have put your hands into my past and you have re-engineered it to bring forth glory in my tomorrow. Lord, I thank you. Because I'm not worried about tomorrow. Lord, I thank you. I thank you because your life is working in me. Your life is working in me. Your life is breaking down every negative things out of my heart and out of my flesh in the name of Jesus Christ. I am manifesting the life of Christ. Thank you. Because I am not light in the realm of the spirit. Because I am not light in the realm of the spirit. But I am heavy. I have weight in the scale. I don't go up. But I put things down in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. It is your grace. It's not my labor. It is your grace. That is what is called grace. The power of God poured into your life. Lord, I thank you. It is by your power that you have done these things. Lord, when you looked and you wanted to redeem, you sent your son. Thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ. Jesus, I thank you because you died for me. Jesus, I thank you because you took away my sins. Jesus, I thank you because you gave me your righteousness. Jesus, I thank you because you have made me clean. I am washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Satan cannot hold me because there is nowhere to hold in me. Everything that I could have held on to has been removed by the power of the blood of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. That blood is speaking on my behalf. He's speaking forgiveness. He's speaking redemption. He's speaking deliverance. He's speaking health. He's speaking prosperity. He's speaking soundness of mind. He's speaking walking in the will of God. He's speaking a bright destiny. He's speaking the will of God manifested amongst men. He's speaking blessing to this generation. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I give you thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Say, Father, I thank you because I can pray. It's very important. Say, Lord, because I have mercy. There is mercy. I said spiritual things have measure. Say, Lord, thank you because there's an abundant measure of mercy in my life. Just pray that simple prayer. Say, Lord, I thank you that I have mercy that I can draw upon and use to redeem my brother. Right now, I want you to quickly, there is one person that comes to mind. There is one person that comes to your mind where you are. One person, one. Name that person now. Say, Lord, I ask for mercy for my father. I ask for mercy for that, my friend. I ask for mercy for that, my bosom friend in the faith. I ask, Lord, that you redeem him back unto yourself. That young man used to know you like I know you now, but he's backsliding. Lord, I ask that you lead him back to the cross in the name of Jesus. There's one person that's dear to you. I ask for my son. I ask for my daughter. I ask for my cousin. I ask for this brother, that sister, or even my boss, my employee. There is somebody that, because God does things, sometimes he just, that's what people call a burden. He puts something upon you. And you don't even know why, but it just grips you. Ask for healing for somebody. Say, Lord, my sister is sick at the point of death. I ask you, don't let her die. It's simple. Cause her to be healed. restore beauty to her flesh. Say, spirit of death, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Because I am of God, I have overcome. By the power of God, Satan, I rebuke you in the life of this person. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, in this home, I am king. I am the representation of Christ Jesus. He is the King of kings. I am the king that he is king over. He is the Lord of lords. In this home, I am Lord. Therefore, I take the authority of a king and I exercise the power of a Lord. And I say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, out! Name one person. There's somebody, oh God, Shakam, brother, so sick. There is a friend of yours. Say, Lord, he will not die, he will live. He will not die, he will live. Lord, lead him to the cross. In the name of Jesus, let the events of his life bring him to the knowledge of God. Lord, let your angels protect him. Satan, you won't have this one. I redeem him in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's just give the Lord thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pronounce over our nation and over our state before we go. Let's declare upon Nigeria. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, peace within this nation. We declare peace upon this land and prosperity within its borders. We come against Satan and all his works. We declare them frustrated in Jesus' name. We declare concerning Nigeria that righteousness will prevail in the name of Jesus. We declare concerning this nation that corruption is falling in the name of Jesus Christ. That the spirit of corruption has fallen in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare upon our nation. Say like you believe it. We declare upon our nation. Prosperity in this nation in Jesus' name. We declare concerning Nigeria that it's a developed nation in the name of Jesus Christ. We call it developed in Jesus' name. We pronounce upon our roads good roads in the name of Jesus. We pronounce upon our security system effectiveness in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak to power, you are constant in Jesus' name. We speak to power, you are constant in the name of Jesus Christ. Nigeria is a good nation. Say, as its flag is, so shall it experience. For those who don't know, green, white, green means what? Fruitfulness, productivity, you know, green. The land is green. Y stands for peace. Simple design, but prophetic. We don't have calabash on our distance. I thank God for that. All those who have crescents and calabash and mask on their own, they are on their own. No? Our own is simple, godly. There's fruitfulness. There is peace. Do you understand? So let's declare again. Nigeria, experience thy flag. And you wake up in the morning, yes, say it. Say, this country, experience thy flag. It's very important. Let's prophesy over Enugu State. Say, peace in this state in the name of Jesus Christ. Peace in this state in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of kidnapping, we cast into the Atlantic Ocean. Every agent that won't repent, we command you to be destroyed in Jesus' name. Say, before my finger is kidnapped, that is as small as my finger. Say it. Before it is kidnapped, you human agent of the devil, you will have died 10 times. In the name of Jesus Christ. I cover my family with the protection of the Lord. Satan, you know your boundaries. You cannot come near. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you thanks. Just give the Lord thanks. It's a good day. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is good.